This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Music Pavilion will have a new permanent home in Rogers.
I want to go back and talk a little bit about the AMP and what it means and give you a little bit of idea about the proposal that we have put together.
Yesterday afternoon, the Walton Arts Center Council voted overwhelmingly to approve a plan that developed in just the last few days and weeks. The new home for the planned 6,000-seat facility will be in the Pinnacle Hills area of Rogers on land donated by Janelle Hunt. She's also providing Walton Arts Center, the owner of the AMP, with a $3 million interest-free loan to help with the creation of the project. Peter Lane, the president and CEO of Walton Arts Center, made the presentation in support of the permanent site to the council yesterday and told them the proposal would allow for a larger outdoor venue with easy access to Interstate 540 and a sturdy, enduring shelter.
So having an AMP of this size or a covered shed is really makes us competitive in that talent of acts and artists that we want to see happen.
For almost a decade, the AMP has been in Fayetteville, first at the Northwest Arkansas Mall. Then, after new owners of the mall couldn't come to terms with Walton Arts Center ownership on a new lease, the AMP moved to Washington County's fairgrounds. Peter Lane says for much of the time a permanent site was being sought, the idea was the AMP would remain in its city of origin.
We moved to the fairgrounds, which was temporary, as a temporary venue, and began the search for and we searched high and low. Fayetteville was our first priority. We uncovered every corner that we could and then, you know, talk with a number of people. And it turns out the most compelling site really is this site because of its combination of meeting all the criteria combined with funding and access and et cetera.
Yesterday's decision did not come unanimously. Steve Clark, a member of the council and also president of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, was critical of the process that created the plan. He says communication between interested parties seemed rushed, and he urged the council to wait about 2 weeks until the next regularly scheduled council meeting before signing off on the decision.
There were some questions that got asked, about 47, in fact. Those were asked, the proposal was offered last Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. The questions were asked on Wednesday. The answers came today at 1:36. Why weren't those questions anticipated? They were pretty routine and ordinary, and they seemed to be the things that if you were developing a new $11 million asset, you would ask these questions. But that's what democracy is all about, and they voted with a majority to do this, and so it's done.
In the end, Steve Clark and one other representative of the 20-member council voted against approval. The $11 million facility has, according to figures provided by Peter Lane, slightly more than 90% of the $11 million price either in hand or planned for. The proposal does count on $500,000 not yet in the bank to come from the sale of luxury boxes on the site and another $500,000 to come from naming rights opportunities. Additionally, Lane says another $500,000 has been pledged by Rogers Mayor Greg Hines. Other gifts for the structure include $1.5 million from the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation and a $2.5 million gift from an anonymous source described by Lane as a longtime supporter of the center. Lane says with yesterday's approval by the council, the AMP could be open as soon as late June of next year.
That would be our ideal opening. And, you know, it's expensive to run a temporary venue at the fairgrounds. I mean, that's one of the challenges we have, is that we're subject to the wind and the rain and all of that. If an artist that's of a high caliber comes and we have a bad night, and we've had a few of recent, it can really jeopardize that concert's ability to run. So I'm very excited about the fact that we could be open by next season. And I think there's acts that we can attract now because we have a permanent facility, and it's the biggest in Arkansas. So I think it's going to be great for our region in terms of the ability to attract tourism, to be a new destination on the concert tour business. That part gets me very excited.
Lane says the economic potential is considerable for Walton Arts Center. Figures provided by the AMP indicate slightly more than a third of attendees to last year's shows at the temporary site came from outside of Washington and Benton counties. He also told the council yesterday that the majority of attendees to last year's shows of mainstream rock and country concerts represented a new audience for Walton Arts Center, people who did not regularly come to shows at the facility in downtown Fayetteville. Lane says he thinks the new permanent AMP could be a way to draw acts more commonly seen in bigger cities.
We're going to compete for that one big tour that goes out with Dallas and Houston and Kansas City and St. Louis and to some degree Tulsa, and we want to be able to say, hey, let's put our hat in the ring because we know that our audiences want quality entertainment in Northwest Arkansas. We know they demand this new level of entertainment opportunities, and we know that we want to be part of it at the Walton Arts Center so that we can provide those services to our region.
Though yesterday's approval by the board means the AMP will have a permanent home in Rogers by next year, the 2013 season will continue at the temporary home at the Washington County Fairgrounds.